Now, the MEPs voted on new laws to forbid the sale of single-use plastic products like cutlery, cotton bud sticks, plate straws, beverage stirrers, and all to ban within the EU from 2021. Can you tell me a little bit more about that ban?
Well, the proposal has come from a plastic strategy that the Commission has outlined, that they want to reduce the amount of plastics that we use. They're having a detrimental effect on our environment, as we know. I've seen figures that by the year 2050, if we don't reduce the amount of plastics, we'll have more plastic in our oceans than we will have fish. So we need to do something about it. And the target of this week's vote is single-use plastics and bottles and stirrers and straws, to reduce them. And to there is a myriad of approaches where you can do that. You can ban certain uses. You can also ensure that that manufacturers produce products that are biodegradable, that do not have an effect on the environment, that disintegrate, and encourage alternative uses as well. So it's an endorsement of the Commission strategy that the Parliament is approving today, and we want to see action in this area.
Now, an awful scourge in terms of plastic usage can be the plastic bags that we get in our supermarkets to take vegetables and small items and those kinds of things. How can you encourage the supermarkets, the sellers of these items, or indeed the producers who have plastic packaging of items, to become more eco-friendly and to adopt packaging and containers that are much more eco-friendly?
Well, I think a strong statement that there's to be a ban on certain products will force them to do that. I think consumers have a role to play here as well. And I also think that there is, and I know, understand from the Commission statements, that there is support there for manufacturers to avail of research funding and whereby we can develop new products that are not plastic, that plastic is made, it's an oil-based product, but to develop new products. So there is a number of ways we can encourage the use of them, and I think that's what this strategy is about. It's about focusing and getting everybody on board, consumers, retailers, by using biodegradable, those soft plastic bags that are better biodegradable. They're very important, and I see them becoming more and more popular in Ireland, and the manufacturers, and manufacturers absolutely have to play a part in this, and those that produce the plastic products, but also avail of the facilities they offer, and they're easy transport. It's plastic is light, it's safe, and there's no getting away from that. It is a very valuable product, but it is having a very real negative effect on our environment, and we need to deal with it.
And just in terms of the opportunities, you mentioned research funding. Can you tell me a little bit more about the potential opportunities for businesses in Ireland who may be able to produce alternative types of, you know, forks and knives and all sorts of stuff that's currently plastic?
Well, I'd say that's an opportunity for companies in Ireland to engage with and to partner up with their third level sector in terms of giving them their parameters and what they need, and availing of EU funding to support that kind of research. And it's happening across Europe as well, and there'll be opportunities to partner up with other companies across Europe and other research facilities. So it's not just focusing on retailers and manufacturers, it's giving them a support as well in terms of developing new products and allowing them to invest in research to move towards the targets that we've set today.
And there is e-funding available for that kind of innovative research and development, is there?
There is, yeah. It's part of research, part of the package, the Commission's package, is to provide funding for research.